I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Indonesian police stood guard outside churches on Wednesday after a wave of anti-Christian violence. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says a central Java court sentenced a Christian for blasphemy. However, Muslim hardliners wanted the death penalty. Two churches suffered heavy damage.
We will have somebody who will go to the area and try to get some additional details, try to see what the church there needs, how we can provide assistance for them and help for them. But we're so early in this situation that I don't know exactly the steps that will be taken as we move forward.
Next, Arizona City Fest with Luis Palau will be in Tempe Town Lake March 19th and 20th. Arizona City Fest will showcase music, extreme sports, family fun events, and the gospel. Workshops on healthcare, housing, jobs, and food and nutrition will also be offered. By City Fest weekend, tens of thousands of volunteers will have served in hundreds of seasons of service projects focused on homelessness, hunger, schools, neighborhood revitalization, and families in need. Pray many will respond to the gospel. And Worldwide Christian Schools has a dilemma. Qualified teachers in third world nations are hard to find. Worldwide's Dale Dielman says Christian Reform World Missions is providing a 6-module teacher training program called Educational Care, Caring for God's Children.
We will be training specifically out of our office master trainers. Those master trainers then, after they receive the training on how to use these particular modules and how to train the content, will then train others.
The idea is to build a grassroots network that can generate even more qualified teachers who can share a biblical worldview. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip. Enter for your chance to win. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.